delicious, Rita. Knowing you're near, so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Oh, yes, I am so glad that you're here. Welcome to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio on this Thursday, December the 4th. Wow, think about that. It's already December, 4 days into the month. Friend, it's so good to be spending some time with you. So how was your Thanksgiving? Still recovering? You still got turkey coming out of your ears and having turkey casserole and turkey soup and all the other stuff you can make out of turkey? I love it. Yeah, our Thanksgiving was actually a good one. I had last Thursday off, had a chance to just kind of oversleep a little bit to like, what, 6:15? That's oversleeping, but made a nice hearty breakfast for the family, the kiddos, and we just watched movies for most of the morning. And yep, we lounged around the house for most of the morning, and then we got dressed, went to Aubrey's family. We had Thanksgiving there. Just a nice day, and we still got some leftovers in the refrigerator, too, so we still kind of pick at it and have it as snacks. So, oh, yeah, so I pray that you're doing well. I pray that your season of these holy days of Thanksgiving and Christmas and this Advent season and preparing for a brand new year, I just pray that it's filled with love and family time. And I have a verse for you that maybe you can kind of tuck away and put into your heart as you're celebrating this Advent season, celebrating this Christmas season. Colossians 2:8, it says, "See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the elemental spiritual forces of this world rather than on Christ." I pray that you keep your mind focused on the reason for Christmas. I know that's a saying, a reason for the season. It's a cliche, but it's so true. It's celebrating the ultimate gift that we received at Calvary. Amen. And the Singing Men are going to be in concert this Saturday to proclaim the reason for the season. They're actually going to be in Camargo at Victory Church. Again, this Saturday, 6 p.m. at Victory Church, 103 South 2nd Street in Camargo. And again, next Saturday night, the 13th, with the Blue Suede Crew at the Decatur Civic Center, 1 Gary K. Anderson Plaza in Decatur, at 7 p.m. next Saturday night as well. And they'll be at the Marketplace Mall in Champaign on the 20th, Saturday the 20th, right there in the food court. So God's really using this ministry. God's really using these men to proclaim the reason for this season, and that's Jesus Christ. Amen. I love it. Hey, also, when you have some a couple of minutes, if you missed it, Monday and Tuesday, Mark shared a little bit about his message that he delivered when he filled the pulpit at First Baptist in Rantoul. And the theme was adoption and God's wonder-working power. He shared a little bit about some of the God sightings with the radio ministry and also some personal stories about the adoption of little Esther and things like that. So if you missed it, be sure to go to our website, greatnewsradio.org, and click on archives and listen to this past Monday and Tuesday's program of Mark and Friends. I think you'll be blessed by it. Well, coming up, we're going to be talking about supporting the church with prayer. You know, prayer is something that I don't think we take that seriously. I think it's something, when someone says, "I'll pray for you," I think it's just a watered-down version of, "I hope everything works out." For some people, not everybody, but today we're going to be talking about supporting the church through prayer from Ephesians chapter 6, coming up right after this on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains. Chelsea's day.
Philip Yancey, who's a Christian author, loves the Lord. He shares a story about a Chinese pastor in China, obviously, who regularly leads converts in public baptism on the banks of a river, even after spending 20 years in prison because of his faith in Christ. And so Philip Yancey asked this Chinese pastor, after spending some time with him, hey, what can our church, what can I and the rest of the world do for you? And the Chinese pastor replied, please pray for us. And Philip Yancey, he wanted to respond, yes, of course, but what do you want us to do? What kind of help? I mean, what else more than we can do rather than just pray? What else can we do? And honestly, in time, that was many years ago, he learned that prayer is one of the best gifts you can give a fellow believer. So today we're going to be talking about supporting your church with prayer. So if you have your Bible, turn to Ephesians chapter 6, verses 18 to 22. That's what we're going to look at. Ephesians 6, 18 to 22. And this is Paul writing to the church at Ephesus. He writes, "And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people." Paul also goes on to say, "Pray also for me, that whenever I speak, words may be given to me, so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should. Tychicus, the dear brother and faithful servant in the Lord, will tell you everything so that you will also know how I am doing and what I am doing. I am also sending him to you for this very purpose, that you may know how we are and that he may encourage you." You know, Fred, if our purpose as a church were simply to socialize, then we can thrive on our own steam. But the church is the body of Christ on assignment to accomplish the greatest mission the world has ever known. Plus, we have a vicious enemy trying to defeat us each and every turn. For these reasons, we need prayer. Paul writes in verse 18, "And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for the Lord's people." See, early on in this passage in Ephesians 6, Paul advised us, you and me, to put on the full armor of God as preparation to engage in spiritual warfare. And after he was describing the equipment necessary to fight such a battle, he also gave this word on how to win. He says, pray. I know it seems so simple, don't it? Pray. But he tells us to pray for other believers. He also calls us to pray at all times, he says here. Maintain a continuous dialogue with God. You know what? Growing up, I always thought prayer was just a one-time thing to do, like in the day or your week. Okay, I prayed today, so I'm good. It should be a way of life for the believer, amen? Pray at all times. Maintain a continuous dialogue with God. He also calls us to pray in the Spirit. We are to communicate with God through the Holy Spirit's power. And he also tells us to pray with all perseverance. And this doesn't mean we don't intercede for others once or twice and then forget about it. We're encouraged to keep asking and keep knocking, because God honors our persistence. Just read Luke 11, 9 to 10. But as we read these passages here, I got a church word for you, okay? This is a word that we kind of throw around, or you hear other people say. The type of prayer Paul had in mind was intercession. Intercession. Now, that's kind of a church word. You know, that's kind of a church word. You don't hear that outside of the church. Or intercession's like a $5 word, okay? I don't know about you, but I like 25-cent words. Amen? Okay? So intercession means praying for other believers. Praying for other believers. You know, when we love our brothers and sisters in Christ, we actively want the best for them, don't we? We intercede for them through prayer because we believe that there are no limits on what God can provide. Did you hear that today? We intercede for our brothers and sisters through the power of prayer because we believe there are no limits on what God can provide. None whatsoever. Ephesians 6, 19 and 20 says, "Pray also for me, that whenever I speak, words may be given, so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should. You know, when Paul wrote this letter, he was a prisoner awaiting trial in Rome. And if you notice something here, he doesn't say, pray that I get released. Pray that I'm found not guilty. Pray that I am freed. No, instead he asked the church to pray that he would speak the words, the right words, with boldness and share the gospel, even in chains. He knew he was going to stand before the court in Rome. He wanted to have the words to speak, to boldly declare the name of Jesus. Wow, I don't know about you, but if I was in his shoes and I was falsely in prison, I would pray that I get out of here. This man had his spiritual head on straight, amen? Spiritual leaders, though, friend, are prime targets for Satan's attacks. Did you know that? Because if he can bring leaders down, he can negatively impact others in the kingdom of God. We can pray for our pastors, pray for their preaching and teaching, pray that God will give them wisdom, insight, and words to speak. We can also pray for our pastors and church leaders, just pray for their families. Boy, pastors often struggle with neglecting their own families due to the high demands of the church. Even church families sometimes get criticized. So pray for their families. Pray for their protection. Ask God to strengthen church leaders against temptation towards greed, adultery, anger, and other sins the devil would use to destroy their ministry. And also just pray for their physical and mental health. Ask God to fill church leaders with wisdom and discernment so they can lead well and make sound decisions. These passages here tell us to support our church with prayer. Ephesians 6:21 and 22 says, Tychicus, the dear brother and faithful servant in the Lord, will tell you everything so that you may also know how I am doing and what I am doing. I am sending him to you for this very purpose, that you may know how we are and that he may encourage you. You know, Paul's request for prayer is a common theme in his letters. I don't know if you've ever studied other books of the New Testament, but Romans, he asked for prayer in Romans 15, Colossians 4, 2 Thessalonians, and also here in Ephesians 6. So, and if Paul needed prayer, think about this. If Paul needed prayer, this mighty man of God, if he needed prayer to participate in the mission of the church, surely you and I can benefit by praying for the members of other churches and by asking them to pray for us. Amen. So maybe you're wondering today, okay, so how can I know what to pray for when I'm interceding for others, when I'm praying for other believers? Well, the answer is you must make an effort to stay abreast of how you can pray for your church, fellow church members. Have a relationship with them. Have fellowship with them. Of course, it's ideal when brothers and sisters in Christ take the initiative to request prayer for specific needs. But it's also helpful when churches have systems in place to have the church congregation know what to pray for and how to pray for certain individuals. In our church, we do prayer time in the morning. You know, it kind of slows things down, so to speak, in terms of the order of the service. But we believe in the power of prayer. You know, when I'm up there preaching, hey, how can we be praying for you during morning announcements? And people take notes, people write things down. Look at the communication these days. It's speed and accessibility. Just truly a great way to get prayer requests out. You know, somebody once said, because my pastor cannot do things in his own power, I pray for his strength and wisdom daily. That's somebody who believes and supports their church with the power of prayer. You know, God works through the prayers of his people. That's you and me. Therefore, so let's consider praying for salvation in those in our church who don't know Christ and their family members. Let's pray for our church leaders. Let's commit 5 to 10 minutes a day or a week to pray for our pastors and Sunday school teachers and deacons and elders. And also find a missionary to pray for. Wow. Sometimes they kind of get forgotten in the midst of all of this. Pray for a missionary. You know, prayer grants us access to the power and presence of God. And when we believe that, telling somebody, I'll pray for you, becomes a solemn responsibility and a life-changing promise within the body of Christ. Support your church with prayer.
I'm sure you must have been surprised where this road had taken him. 'Cause never in a million lives would he have dreamed of Bethlehem. and standing at the manger, he saw with his own eyes the message from the angel come to life. And Joseph said, why me? I'm just a simple man of trade. Why him with all the rulers in the world? Why him inside this stable filled with hay? Why her? She's just an ordinary girl. And now I'm not one to second guess what angels have to say, but this is such a strange way to say the word. To think of how it could have been, Jesus had come to see the sun. There would have been no Bethlehem, no lowly shepherds at his birth. But Joseph knew the reason love had to reach so far. And as he held the Savior in his arms, he must have thought, why me? I'm just a simple man of trade. Why him with all the rulers in the world? Why him inside this stable filled with hay? Why just an ordinary girl? And now I'm not one to second guess what angels have to say, but this is such a strange way to say the word. This is such a strange way to save the world. This is such a strange way. Oh, what a strange way. Such a strange way to save the world.
That's right. You're listening to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio on this December the 4th, 2014. Thank you so much for just letting me spend some time with you today. And I pray that you have a chance to pray for the leaders of your church, your pastor, the Sunday school teachers, the deacons, the elders, intercessing in the throne room of God for somebody else. Wow. What a great gift. Well, coming up tomorrow, I do pray that you can join us for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. Think about it, tomorrow's Friday already. Mark and Jason in the studio, 7:32 a.m. And again, for the rebroadcast tomorrow night, 7:32 p.m., both Central Time. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.